Did anybody else get the memo of the yellow shirt Sunday? I'm sorry, I thought we sent it out. I see Greg might have got it there, maybe. Oh, praise the Lord this morning. I'll tell you what, I am thankful that Jesus is alive. Amen? Amen. I am so thankful I can look around this church building this morning, and you know what? I can see the lives that have been changed. And you know, there's no doubt in my mind that he's still alive this morning. And I hope and pray that there's no doubt in your mind this morning that he's still alive, because you know what? We serve a risen Savior. He is alive today, this very moment. I don't care, you know, what the world may say. I know he's alive, Jamie. I don't have to go over and see the tomb. I don't have to see that. I don't have to go over and see Israel. I don't have to go over and see none of that, because he lives right here within my heart. I praise God for that this morning. How many of you in here are on Facebook? And just raise your hands. I know a lot of you. I'm not a connoisseur of Facebook, let's just put it that way. I don't get on there. But I'm going to talk this morning about friends requests is what I'm going to talk about this morning. And I want to get it in line with what the Word of God says and what it talks about with it. But anyway, if you would, turn to Romans, the fourth chapter. Romans 4, 24 and 25. But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Let's read that again. But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I ask you, Father, to be with the service, Lord. I pray, Father, that one more time, Lord, that as I stand behind the sacred desk, Lord, I pray, Father, that you would open up the Word this morning, Lord, that you would open up hearts, Lord. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that the Word would go out the way that you would have it, Lord, and we will give you the praise and the glory for it all, and we ask it all. In Jesus' name we ask, and amen. So most of you know how what it's like to get a friend's request, don't you? Whenever you're on Facebook, you know what it's like to get that. Ask someone to be your friend on Facebook. Like I said, I'm not no expert on this, but I hear enough and I see enough to know. You know, I've heard recently about a person who was requested on Facebook from an old high school friend of his, and he asked him to be a friend with him. So out of curiosity, I hadn't talked to him for years, he went ahead and took the request. Here, come to find out, whenever the request come through and he started talking to this guy, whoever it was on the other end, they asked him if he said if he'd be interested in buying a piece in a gold mine over in South Africa at only one-time fee of $2,000. And ended up, here had come to find out that that guy that he knew in high school had actually passed away a few years ago. And that whenever he come to find out, somebody had hacked into this guy's account. And anyway, he was asking for friendship for different people. Here it was, number one, it was a scam. And number two, it was too good to be true. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to get any investments in any gold mines in South Africa for what he was wanting. Facebook ended up checking into it and shutting down the account, by the way. Now, this kind of stuff happens all the time. And that's not the point of my question, not the point of it anyway. You know, we need to be very vigilant. All of us know that whenever it comes to a lot of different things. This morning, I have a message from a friend who died, though. And I have a message from that same friend who is alive this morning. As we talk this morning, he's living as well. And the message he gives us is not a scam. And it may seem too good to be true. But I'm here this morning to tell you that that message is not too good to be true. It is not. 2,000 years ago, Jesus sent a friend's request to everybody on this planet. Do you understand that? A little over 2,000 years ago, he sent a friend's request. John 15, 13 and 14 tells us this. Greater love has no man than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. And he goes on to tell us in verse 14, you are my friends. Praise God this morning. I don't know about you, but that sends the holy goosebumps up and down my spine, knowing that I have a friend who sent me a friend's request. Praise God. And Belinda, I don't have to worry about if it's a scam or not. He loves me this morning, and he loves you. And He wants what is the very best for you. Amen? Praise God this morning. You are His friends this morning. Now that friend request was sent out to every individual in the world, as I said. And I wanted to let you know something this morning. If you're sitting here in this church this morning, and you may not think you got a friend in the world, I'm here to tell you I beg to differ with you this morning, because you have a friend. And praise God, He loves you this morning. And He is sending out a request to you, and He wants you to answer back and become a friend of His. It's up to you. It is totally up to you this morning. The invite's out there. It's not up to me. I can't go back here and drag you up here. Do you understand that? As much as I would love to do that, as much as I would love to drag everybody up here to this altar and say, listen, this is what it is. It's the truth. You know, I can't do that. That's the Spirit's job to do that with you this morning. That is the Spirit's job. But if it is dealing with you this morning, I want you to understand something. You know what? When you weigh all the facts, listen to me. Jesus Christ is the best friend that you will ever, ever have. Amen? First thing I want to talk to you about on this point is Jesus is a true friend because He loves you unconditionally. Do you understand that? How many people love you unconditionally? Let me ask you that truly and honestly. How many people love you unconditionally? Right. There's conditions tied to almost everything. You know what? If I treated her bad, you think how long she would love me? Probably not very long. There are conditions, but I'm telling you right now, Jesus Christ loves you unconditionally this morning. Amen? He loves you. He loves you no matter what is going on in your life, no matter what you've done to you, no matter what you've done, or no matter what you've done to anybody else. I'm here to tell you this morning, Jesus loves you this morning. He loves you. The Bible is full of examples of how Jesus loved unconditionally. We talked about one this past Wednesday night. You remember Legions? We talked about him this past Wednesday night. And listen, if you haven't been coming to this Wednesday night services and stuff with that teaching, I beg you to come, please, because this is really good. The man known as Legions. No one from the community would have anything to do with this person. You know that. They said he had so many demons in him, they called himself Legions because there were so many in him. He was violent. He was out of control. They may not have Facebook back then, but I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, Jesus sent out a friend request to him. Amen? Amen? He knew just exactly what was going on in that man's life before he went there. If you read it, and I believe, like I said Wednesday night, I believe Jesus went there for that man. Amen? And I'll go on a little bit farther with that. After that man was saved, Jesus came back to that country a while later. And you know what? There was a lot of people that were wanting to know about Jesus then just because of that man, I believe. But listen, He sent it out to. How about today? How about today? Many people in our society today are ostracized today. We shun them sometimes for what they've done, or maybe what they're going through in life, or maybe what's doing. But you may feel that way this morning. Maybe like, you know what, Jesus, that no one cares for you, or nobody wants to be around you. I'm here to tell you this morning, Jesus is sending out the friend request to you this morning because He loves you. Night and day, this guy Legion, he cried out. Remember it said he ran through the tombs, he cut himself, and he cried out. I don't know what's going on in your life this morning. Maybe you're crying out this morning. Maybe not out loud. Maybe you're doing it on the inside. And you know what? That's just as bad. That's even worse sometimes. You're crying on the inside and you're just wanting someone to love you, someone to hold. I'm here to tell you, Jesus is sending it out there to you this morning. He's sending out the friend request to you this morning. He loves you that much. You know what? There's people, like I said, they put conditions on everything. Listen to me. He doesn't put conditions on it. He doesn't put conditions on it. You know, do you feel that this morning that no one understands or cares for you? Do you think that this morning? Are you here this morning saying that no one cares or no one understands? There's many who feel that way. There's many who feel that way. I can't say that I haven't felt that way in my life. How about you? If I had everybody raise their hands in here, you'd find out that you're not the only one that has felt that way in your life. But praise God, you know what? One time, Jesus sent out a prayer request for me, Claire. I was young. I was lost. I was doing things that you I knew were going to lead me to hell one day. And praise God, I'm telling you, He sent it out to me. And praise God, I accepted it back then. And I am thankful that I did. I have never regretted it one day in my life. Because He sent it out to me, and praise God, I got to say, He wants you just like you are. Just as I am, amen. What a song. What an altar call. He's not asking you to change before you come to Him. He's not asking that out of you at all before He'll accept you. He's doing all the changing. He'll do that. You just let Him have the work in your life, and He will change your life. Some of the most beautiful people that I've ever been and had the pleasure of knowing and have seen, and they would not be considered beautiful in the world standard. Some of the wisest people that I've ever had the privilege of being around, you know what, have never been to college. Some of them never even graduated from high school. But praise God, these people were prettier. They were smarter than most of the world out here because they had something on the inside. And you know what? They didn't have to change one thing. Amen? Not one thing did they have to change. I am so thankful. I'm so thankful. You know what? I didn't try to change myself, Jamie, before I come to that altar and got to meet Him that night. Amen? And He's not asking that out of you this morning. He's just sending out the friend request this morning because you know what? He's wanting you to come just as you are this morning. But these people, you know, 1 Peter 3:3-4. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of the plaiting of the hair, and the wearing of gold, or the putting on of apparel. But get this, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. How can you match that? How can you match? If you've got that beauty of Christ living in your heart, praise God, you are beautiful this morning. Jesus understands that Jesus understood that, how we felt sometimes. He understands that. Hebrews 4:15 tells us this, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Jesus goes through it, through everything, every temptation that you could possibly go through. He did it. He understands. He understands. Your mom and dad may not understand. Jesus understands. Your spouse, your family may not understand. Jesus understands. Because He is a friend indeed. Amen? Because He is. I praise God. Don't think for one minute here this morning that Jesus doesn't understand where you're coming from. I'll tell you something else too. Jesus is a true friend because He won't block you. I found in my walk with Jesus, it's always been me who's done the blocking. Amen? He's there. Jesus, the Bible said Jesus will never forsake you nor leave you. Jesus is always right there. But there are times that I'm over here. Amen? And He's there. And praise God, there are times, you know what, whenever I try to block Him out, Jesus never blocked me out. Amen. He's never unfriended me. He's never blocked me out. Praise God, He's never done. Jesus will never, even when you're not, even when what you're doing isn't right. John 6:44. And I want you to turn there, and I want you to please to turn there. I want to read this. I want you to read this with me because it's very important. John 6:44. No man can come to me except the Father has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Now I want you to underline or go in your margins over there. And I want you to take the word draw. You can underline the word draw. Because you know we're talking about going to the concordance and looking. But in the Greek, spell this word out there. It's called H-E-L-K-U-O. That's what it means. And do you know what that means? H-E-L-K-U-O. And what it means is to drag. Whenever you're under conviction, whenever the Holy Spirit is under conviction, It is like the Holy Spirit is dragging you to where you need to be. That's what it means. There's only one other place in the Bible to choose. Remember whenever the fish nets were full and they were drawing the nets in? They were saying they were dragging them in. You know what? Whenever the Spirit puts a convicting power upon your heart, I want you to know something this morning. It will drag you. Drag you. It's up to you. It's up to you whether or not you want to be continued drag. It means when you're under like that, if you're like that and you want to, and the Spirit is convicting, please don't fight against it. Let it drag you to the altar. Let it take a hold of you this morning. That's the Holy Spirit pulling you towards God. Before you were saved and after you're saved, God's wanting your attention. You understand that? You're back here this morning and you're lost. I'm here to tell you this morning, if the Holy Spirit is convicting you, it is pulling you. It is dragging you, wanting you to come to Him. If you're here this morning and God, and you are a Christian this morning and your life and it's not where you want it to be, maybe something's going on in your life, you can still feel the drag, the pull. Don't fight against it. He always wants to be your friend, even when somebody else will block you out or defriend you. I'm here to tell you He won't do that because He's dragging. He's got the Spirit to try to pull you. I'll tell you something else too. Facebook has become synonymous with freedom. Am I right? If people get on there from all over the world and talk about freedom, you can post almost whatever you want on Facebook sometimes. You can say almost anything you want on Facebook to a certain point. I understand that. Now, places like China, Iran, Vietnam, they're not like that. And I'll get into this a little bit, but anything, you know, their people, they try to stop their people from accessing Facebook. They try to do other things to try to stop them from having free access to Facebook for obvious reasons. For obvious reasons. Jesus is not like that. He offers complete and total freedoms with no strings attached, because you know what? He wants to be a friend, a true friend, that wants to, for you to understand that He loves you beyond anything else. Folks, that is freedom. John 8:36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Amen. Praise God. Sean, whenever I got saved, I'll tell you what, the chains were gone. I had a peace. I had a freedom over my life that only He could give. No matter what I went on in my life before that, no matter what I tried, I never could have complete, total peace in my life until the night that I accepted Jesus Christ into my heart. That's freedom. You tell Americans today that they have freedom. You tell them that. They say, and you tell them that they're not free, and they get upset with you. They say, well, what are you talking about? We have freedom to bear arms. We have freedom to assemble. We have freedom to worship. But Jesus said, no, you're not free. You're not free. How did He say that? Jesus said, I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. If you are here this morning and you are lost, even though you are an American, as great as that may be, you are still a slave to sin. You are not free this morning. You are not free. Jesus was saying, I don't care who you are. I don't care where you live. I don't care what you think. When you have sin in your life, you are still a slave to sin. I can remember that, being a slave to sin. How about you? We don't look around. We look around our community today. We see how sin has put people in bondage. Have we not seen that? Try telling a drug addict or an alcoholic that lives in this country that they don't have chains wrapped around their neck sometimes. Amen? Because that is the truth. They have chains wrapped around their neck. But Jesus is offering a friend's request to them and to you. If the Son therefore shall make you free, I'm here this morning to tell you, you will be free this morning. There's no doubt about it. Praise God this morning. I tell you, He is such a good God. And we serve a good Savior. Amen. Amen. We do. We do. And one thing they touched on, last point I want to get across here. There's a lot of misinformation out there. Am I right? There's a lot of misinformation on the internet. And I know I said this before, but believe it or not, everything you read out there is not true. I know, don't let your jaws hit the floor, please. I know most of you understand that. Jesus came to tell us the truth. And by the truth, to free us from that slavery that I talked about. He will tell us. He ain't going to sugarcoat things, folks. He won't sugarcoat. Sin is still sin, amen? And we still need we need something to take care of that sin, and that is Jesus Christ, His blood. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And Proverbs 18:24 says this, a man that has friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Jesus is the friend that sticks closer to a brother to me. Amen. I love my brothers. I do. I got two younger ones, and I tell you, I love them to death. But brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ sticketh closer than a brother. He sticketh closer than a brother. Why is that? Why would you say that? Because of your friend. Listen to me. I can tell him the deepest, most recesses of my heart, and praise God, he doesn't judge me for it because he knows that what I need and where I'm at. Amen? He sticketh closer than a brother. You know what? He's all about truth. Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. Amen. Amen. I tell you, right there is truth. Right there is truth. Listen to me. For the grace of God that bringeth forth salvation appears to all men. Isn't that awesome this morning to know that? That no matter where you are in this world, that you can still have salvation. No matter what color of your skin, no matter what nationality you are, that praise God, Jesus Christ still loves to the uttermost. What a friend's request that would be. Isn't that right? Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome to think that we serve a God like that? The friend's request is out there. They come get a song this morning. The friend's request is out there this morning. It's out there for you. All it's there. All he's wanting you to do is accept him. Amen? You guys that's on Facebook, you know that if someone sends you a friend request, you've got to accept them, right? You've got to accept them. If you want to talk to him, there you go. Praise God this morning. Listen to me. He's wanting you to accept him.